So this year marks 100 years since women over the age of 30 gained the right to vote. It was 10 years later that women equaled men and gained the right to vote from the age of 21. In 1969, the Representation of the People Act extended the vote to men and women over 18. In the last 100 years, a lot more things have changed for women. The contraceptive pill has become available. Women are now able to apply for their own loan or their own credit card in their own names. Margaret Thatcher became the first female prime minister. Women are now allowed to continue to work whilst they're pregnant. Thursday was International Women's Day, and women are beginning to be seen as though they are worthy of celebration. Sadly, though, there's still places around the world where women don't have these or other rights. There's still a way to go for women to have complete equality worldwide. So to begin with, I want to publicly thank all the men in my life who have helped me be me and who have supported me in being who I am. And I want to publicly thank all the men here for helping women to know their worth by empowering them to be who they are in God. I think sometimes when we talk about women, sometimes men can feel a bit like, oh, but what about me? And actually, I don't want that to be what this is about today. Actually, thank you to you men who have supported us women to be who we are in God. Couldn't have done it without you. So this video is so important because we've come such a long way in changing how women are treated, but we have all still got a part to play. Clearly, what we say about girls and how we act towards women is important. Proverbs 31 says that women are far more precious than jewels. God loves us. We have value. In John 13, all of us are commanded, love each other just as he has loved us. We should love one another. Therefore, I believe that how we interact with girls and with women can either be worshipful to God or it can be of disgust to him. Because either we're loving them or we're not. And that goes for all of us. So ladies, let's speak well of ourselves and let's speak well of other people. Let's be champions of each other. We are so worthy and we have so much to offer. So let's build each other up. And men, think about how you speak to your daughters, mothers, wives, friends. Your words are so powerful. So let's empower the women in our lives. How do I use this? Yeah, it hasn't really worked on there, but that's fine. I can read it. Empowerment is giving someone the authority or power to do something. And we all have a part to play when it comes to empowering the women in our lives, because each of us is made in God's image. And therefore, women need to feel empowered to know that truth and to live that out. Biblically, there's lots and lots of stories about women being empowered by God. In Judges 4, Deborah was empowered to lead the Israelite army to victory against the Canaanites. In Exodus 15, Miriam stood alongside Moses and Aaron as one of the three main leaders of the Israelite nation. In the Gospels, Mary Magdalene was the first to know of Jesus' resurrection, and she was chosen to be the first one to share this good news. In 1 Samuel, Abigail was brave. She showed integrity and loyalty by saving her family's lives. And Esther, she was empowered by God to help save the lives of the Jews. So if we ever doubted the worth of women, all we've got to do is look at the Bible. Because actually, God has chosen to use women just as much as he's chosen to use men. And I think that's pretty cool. So today, as it's Mother's Day, I thought that I would talk a little bit about Jesus' mother, Mary. How she was empowered by God. This isn't a message just for mothers, and this isn't a message just for women. This is a message for all of us. Because like I've already said, we are all made in the image of God. So I'm going to invite Jackie up to come and do our Bible passage for us.
Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through to 38. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she, who was said to be barren, is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "Be it to me as you have said." Then the angel left her.
Don't worry, it's fine. I love this story because it's... don't want to knock that over. It serves to empower not only women, but anyone who finds themselves at the margins of society, and anybody who may doubt their own worth or how God might use them. Mary wasn't anyone special in society's eyes. She was a woman, for starters, and which in those times meant that she had very little to offer. She was born into a poor family in the insignificant town of Nazareth, and she was young. Theologians believe that she could have been as young as 14 years old, so actually she was only a teenager. And on a side note, with my background in youth work, I'm like, yes, God, using a teenager! I think it's the best thing in the whole world. Because I'm just like, what a responsibility. And he chose a teenager. Yes, good job. Well done, God, on that one. And on lots of other things. So my first point to mention here is that Mary doesn't seem like an ideal candidate to take on one of the biggest responsibilities of all time. But God sees her. Even when no one else has seen her, God sees her. "Greetings, you who are highly favoured." The Message puts it like this: "Good morning. You are beautiful with God's beauty, beautiful inside and out." I love that, because Mary has found herself in a situation where she's unmarried, she's pregnant, and she's still only a teenager. She's probably feeling really scared, really confused, and potentially unworthy. And so the first thing the angel says to her is, "God sees you, and God delights in you." I mean, how often do we look at our lives and desire to be seen and to be delighted in? How often do we feel unworthy to do anything good for God? I know I feel it all the time. I feel it right now. I've been feeling it all week leading up to today. I can think of hundreds of reasons why God shouldn't use me. But this encounter teaches us that we are seen even when we don't feel like the ideal candidate, and that we are beautiful and that God delights in us. Once Mary's been given all this information, she asks, "How will this be since I am a virgin?" Understandably, she's got some questions. At this point, we see God's empowerment. Sorry about the slides. It wasn't meant to be like that. You just have to listen instead. "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." So remember, empowerment is giving someone the power and authority to do something. In her fear, Angel Gabriel is offering Mary God's comfort and giving her the tools that she needs to do his work. It is only through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that Mary can complete this task. So at this point in the story, Mary has been seen by God and delighted in. She's been chosen for this role, and she's been empowered by his Holy Spirit. But now comes the work. Now she has to say yes. She has to answer the call. She has to accept the responsibility. And what a responsibility. To bear and raise a son who will ultimately be sacrificed. Mary's response? I am the Lord's servant. What a response. I wouldn't be like that. Instead of hiding away in terror, Mary submitted completely to a pregnancy that she knew would create the ugliest rumours and accusations. Mary recognised that in order to be fully empowered, she needed to accept that she needed to rely and submit to God. She needed to say yes. She needed to answer that call. And she did. We have a responsibility. Over the last 100 years, we've had a responsibility to support the equality of women in society. In our personal lives, we all have a responsibility to build up and to empower the women that we know. In our relationship with God, where he sees us, he accepts us for who we are, and he gives us his Holy Spirit to empower us, we all have a responsibility to accept this and to lean into him throughout our lives. There's no gender, age, or class restrictions on being empowered by God. A woman, a man, no matter their age or status, who answers the call and accepts responsibility can change the world. Mary's story leaves no doubt about that. Mary was a young, poor woman. She was on the margins. But she was seen by God. She was chosen and she was empowered by God. And she submitted to God. And her story changed the world. And so can yours. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for empowering women and empowering men throughout history and that we can read that in your word. I thank you for this story of Mary. I thank you that it shows us that you can take us when we feel like we're really, really not worthy, despite our background, despite our gender, despite our class, that you choose us and you empower us and you delight in us. And I pray, Father God, as we go away from here today, that we know that truth and we can live in that truth, Father God, that we can build each other up and empower one another, and that we can know that we are delighted in by you, and that we can go and we can answer the call and say, yes, I am your servant. Thank you. Amen.